USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. President Biden's in Poland, his original public destination, to mark the first year of the war between Ukraine and Russia. But he surprised us early this morning by first showing up in Kyiv.
Mr. President, I'm delighted to be able to repay your visit to our country.
He spent about 5 hours in Ukraine making a joint appearance with President Zelensky.
You and all Ukrainians, Mr. President, remind the world every single day what the meaning of the word courage is.
U.S. officials say the Kyiv trip was months in the making and extremely complicated. Also, the U.S. told Russia about the trip shortly before Biden departed. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the notification came for deconfliction purposes. There's word of another strong earthquake that's hit the border between Turkey and Syria. This one a magnitude 6.3 that was about 6 miles deep. Turkish authorities report some damaged buildings, but no word yet on injuries. It's going to be a snowy mess this week as an Alberta Clipper swoops into the northern tier of the USA. William Churchill is monitoring at the National Weather Service.
The probabilities we're looking at for really 8+ inches of snow are quite high from South Dakota through southern Minnesota and into northern Wisconsin.
Churchill says the temperature range is very tight in that system. Rain is in the forecast for Chicago, and then it's snow set to fall to the north. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's going to focus on his state's legislative session, which begins next month and ends in May. And after that, he will decide whether to run for president. But he'll also be traveling around the country promoting his new book. Engineering is the best degree to have when it comes to getting a job right out of college, so says a new survey by the New York Federal Reserve. This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
A suspect is in custody in New Orleans for the shooting during a Mardi Gras parade last night that left one dead and four wounded. Police say it happened when a fight broke out in the crowd watching the crew of Bacchus parade. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office has reportedly arrested a person of interest in Saturday's shooting death of a Catholic priest. Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell was gunned down Saturday afternoon in his home. A native of Ireland, O'Connell had been in Los Angeles for 45 years. Veteran character actor Tom Sizemore is in critical condition in Los Angeles after suffering a brain aneurysm. His manager says Sizemore's family is aware and waiting for updates. Sizemore had critical supporting roles in Black Hawk Down, Born on the 4th of July, and Heat. He's also dealt with legal and drug issues over the years. Producers and stars of Law & Order SVU and Homicide, Life on the Street, are paying tribute to Richard Belzer, who played the same character in both shows. Belzer died over the weekend at age 78. His character of John Munch was a mainstay in the early days of the Law & Order spinoff. The parent company of Facebook and Instagram is looking for money from you if you want you to let your followers know you are who you claim to be. Meta is rolling out a subscription service that lets you verify your account. It'll cost you $12 a month on the web, but $15 a month for your accounts on your smartphone. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Chong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.